with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Well, a greater U.S. military presence in the Middle East eased tension in the region? Apparently we'll find out as the Pentagon is sending more military hardware and personnel to the volatile region.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a guided missile submarine to the Mideast as the U.S. and other allies push Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement. The Defense Department also said that Austin told the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. Tensions in the region have escalated since the assassination of the top Hamas political leader and a senior Hezbollah commander. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukraine is giving Vladimir Putin a taste of his own medicine as Ukrainian troops storm into Russia's Kursk border region, apparently catching Russian forces off guard, forcing them to scramble to counter the invasion. Residents being urged to evacuate. More than 76,000 have reportedly evacuated their homes amid the Ukrainian onslaught. It's now confirmed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Also at SRNnews.com, the Paris Olympics has closed with Team USA topping the medal count with 126. 40 of them are gold medals. This American tourist describes the closing ceremonies as nothing short of spectacular.
It was so well put together, and it encompassed the spirit of the games, the athletes, and it was just my daughter and myself. We were in tears several times as we watched this show, and the climax with Tom Cruise was fantastic, and the handoff to L.A., which we are looking forward to being there.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass accepting the Olympic flag at the Paris closing ceremony. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 77 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 62. This is SRN News. A victory for families in the United Kingdom.
The High Court of England and Wales has ruled that a ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children is lawful and can stay in place if the new Labour government desires. The previous regime adopted the ban under emergency powers after a government study concluded that helping kids live as the opposite sex is harmful to them. Transgender activists challenged the ban, but the High Court rejected the effort, leaving the future of the legislation up to lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council urging the government to deploy the military in a bid to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed and millions more have been driven from their homes over the past two decades, and there's no end in sight. A letter from the Youth Council asks, how long shall this carnage continue? We say, enough is enough. This is SRN News. Gone but not forgotten. Looks like it'll take a while to set things right in the wake of a powerful storm.
Communities are still dealing with the aftermath of what was Tropical Storm Debbie, which moved out over Canada this weekend. The tropical system may have moved out to sea, but the heavy rains have rivers overflowing their banks in parts of North and South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul said there are still power outages.
This is what happens with the heavy winds, the rainfall. Many times limbs snap the power lines, resulting in power outages.
Communities are without electricity in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Searchers there looking for a missing person in Tioga County. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Debbie came ashore in Florida and claimed at least seven lives. More details at SRNnews.com.